Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim Chalach of Dalad, Simon Lamed Aleph. V'hanush Armor Nusach Zeh, he says, this is the language that you say. So you're not going to notice that there's going to be a very short statement for each one of the 13 middle brachas. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'das Drachecha. Hashem, give us the knowledge, the understanding to know your ways. Umvola Salvenu Yerasecha, help us do the proper thing. That's the tshuva. Tizach lanu, you should forgive us. Liyos geulim, that we should now become nigal by you. Hashem should be guileless through the fact that we do. You forgive us. Rechaktu mimachavenu, distance us from our pain. V'dashneinu benolos artzecha, let us be satisfied, full of the nois artzecha, the beautiful growth of your land. To Kabetz, gather us from the four ends of the world. Those who are being misled, the Toyim, they should be taught to be nishpat, how to do things. That's how the Beis Yosef translate that phrase. You should bring out your hands and punish the rishah, the evil. The tzaddikim will be happy through binyan irecha. Tzaddikim hechalecha. Tzichas karen l'dovid avdecha. Rechazel ben yishai mishichecha. So that's the brachas of tzaddikim, binyan shalayim, and matzmir karen the matzmiach of David HaMelech. And Terem Nikra Atot Hanenu, before we call out, you should answer us, Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. So we have all of the middle brachas. Then we say the last three, full language. The Tarchli Spalam Umad, the person has to daven this standing still. It has a Dinah Shemoneh Esrei. And as a matter of fact, it's maybe even more chomer than Shemoneh Esrei in regards to the Luchav. We're giving you this leniency to say it, because not to say the full Shemoneh Esrei, because you should say it in the preferred option. If you're going to be walking around, you could have Shemoneh Esrei ready. Now, Avom B'Motzei Shabbos. Okay, before we go to the next point, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Loch and Simon Kuf Yud. And our Chaim Siman Kuf Yod in the Bir Lachim, the Mishnah Berurah says, we don't say Tilos Havinenu nowadays. And he says, why not? Now, the Chayadim does not agree with that. The Chayadim says that we do say Tilos Havinenu nowadays. He does not give this caveat that the Mishnah Berurah says. But both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah both say we do not say Tilos Havinenu nowadays. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because the whole purpose of it is to give us a shortened version to allow us to be able to focus. He said, we don't focus anyway. We're not, like we said before, that we have very great difficulty having Kavanah. So we might as well say all Shemoneh Esrei with the advantage of saying all of the words lacking Kavanah, rather than saying the shorter version lacking Kavanah. But that being said, in a situation where a person is a Chayla, and it's very difficult for him to say all of the words, the Poskim do say, even nowadays, we would rely on Tfilas Havinenu. So it's important to know the Nusach. Some Siddurim do carry it and have it in there. And you say the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and this paragraph of all of the different, the middle brachas, an abridged version of them together as one bracha. So that's called Me'ein Yurches. Now the Gemara says, and this is passing the Halacha, that there are times of the year which we cannot use Havinenu. So there are two examples the Gemara discusses. Abba Motzei Shabbos v'yamtiv, Shetzorach Lomer Havdalah. So Motzei Shabbos and Yamtiv, that you have to say the paragraph of Atochan Antonu, so you cannot say Havinenu, because you have nowhere to say Atochan Antonu. V'chemi Motzei Kshomim, Shetzorach Lomer Talo Motor, Emi Spalim Havinenu. In the winter, which we have to insert the words of Saint Talamotar into the Birchas Hashanim, so you cannot say Havinenu because you don't know where to insert it. Now the truth is, the Gemara asked in both of these, like, what's the problem? Say Havinenu and insert Atochan Antonu. Say Havinenu and insert Saint Talamotar the Bracha. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says that in regards to inserting Vesent Talamot to the Bracha, the Gemara says that you can't do that because it's going to be confusing. As it is, this Nusach was not, they daven Balpeh. This was not the standard Nusach that a person used. it was an exceptional nusach that I used once in a while. Inserting the words as Hetal Mot Livrocha would make him even more confused or afraid that he's going to insert it and then not remembering how to say the rest of the paragraph, and therefore we said we're not going to use that option. The Mor says, well, by Havdalah, which is at the beginning, and the middle, I understand it's confusing. But at the beginning, a person doesn't get confused. So, why can't we insert Havdalah? So the Mor says that, Kasha, it's a good question. So the Ben Yonah says that even the Mor says Kasha, it's a good question, the Mor does not say Tiyufta, which means that this halacha is not, as it were, refuted. Tiyufta means it's going to be refuted. The halacha is halacha, and you have a good question. So the halacha remains that in these two scenarios we do not say havineinu. But the Chayyim says, so what do you do if the person is in the winter or in Motzei Shabbos and he needs to be mekatzer because he's not feeling well? So we don't have the option havineinu. So he introduces this second option of saying an abridged version of each one of the brachas. So therefore, you're saying Shem the brachas. You have an option of saying Atochan and Tanu in the bracha of Chayin Adoas, and you have an option of saying Mesental Motu the bracha in the bracha of Gshamim. So that's what we're going to use in the scenarios of Motzei Shabbos and Yom Tov and Masik Gshamim. When a person needs to have a shortened version, he's going to have this other shortened version, and that's what he continues. And he goes actually all of the language about that, what that's going to sound like. But meanwhile, we're going to hold the point here and have a good day.